from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
We are going in the huddle. And as you saw on Monday Night Football, well, the 49ers spoiled Aaron Rodgers' comeback. So 32-19 as he made his return from an Achilles injury last season, which he suffered in week one. But among the big topics coming out of this game was the fact that Christian McCaffrey, he did not play yesterday. He was inactive dealing with the calf injury. And so their fill-in back, Jordan Mason, came in and ran for 147 yards and a touchdown in place of McCaffrey. I know there's some stuff to get to with Rodgers, but first, maybe a little bit of confusion there that was going on with Mason. He came out after the game and was asked, I believe, when he found out he was going to be in the starting role. He said Friday. And then you have Kyle Shanahan, their head coach, in his press conference basically saying, no, I just told him to be ready, just to get ready. What do you think the case, the real story is?
Well, I think...
You know, you can't mess around with injury reports and all that stuff, so...
Yeah, I think what Jordan Mason said is probably the real thing. I think he answered it honestly. He's a Georgia Tech kid.
Young guy.
They didn't miss Christian McCaffrey last night as far as from the ground, the running game. Now, the passing game, that you know, they clearly missed his presence there. But now, Jordan Mason came out later, and that was on the field with Lisa Salters that he said that. And then in his locker... He said, this is why I don't like talking to y'all, because I answer a question and now, you know, I've said something wrong and I'm in trouble and whatever. And, you know, it's not on you, Jordan. It's I have a feeling there's someone in the PR office that's probably going to get a butt chewing.
To me, you're wrong. And that's not shocking. But I would say this.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Why am I wrong?
They're both telling the truth. Look, we can talk ourselves in circles. How many times have we talked about coach speak on this show? Right? We talk about coach speak. All this conversation could have been is Kyle Shanahan walking over and be like, hey, get your mind right. All right, this could be your game. Get your mind right. We need you to be a leader out there. That doesn't mean that Christian McCaffrey ain't playing. It simply might mean that he's not being featured or that, you know, they're going to limit his carries. It doesn't mean the injury says that he's going to be out, and we knew on Friday. It just simply means that coach speak and these offhand conversations might be, hey, you need to have your mind right.
So you're telling me that there's no way. There is no way that Kyle Shanahan was briefed about what Jordan Mason said because there was a PR person standing
there. There's a way.
I'm not finished.
There's a way.
And then they told Kyle, hey, Kyle, Jordan kind of messed up.
Clean
he said this.
Up.
Clean this up. Because I'm sure Kyle Shanahan would never tell a fib to the media to make sure maybe his pocket stays heavy or the draft picks don't get hit. Or there's no repercussions for the franchise. You're right. Completely misunderstanding. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm a benefit of the doubt kind of guy.
You're not giving Zach Robinson the benefit of the doubt right now, are you?
Oh,
you are?
If I was not, I'd be asking for his job right now. That's the benefit of the doubt. Yeah.
Wow.
That, after the game plan we saw, if I was not giving him the benefit of the doubt, I'm a guy that watched Caleb McGarry get thrown to the wolves against TJ Watt. Well, that's who I am.
Caleb McGarry makes $11 million. He's got to stand up.
Well, Zach Robinson ain't broke. But no, I'll just say, listen, the Kyle Shanahan conversation could have sounded like anything. All right. And it could have just been, hey, be prepared to be that guy on, you know, Monday night. It didn't have to be you're starting, Christian's not playing. It's not always a young guy,
and given the nature of it, just young, you're excited to be talking, and you come out and you slip up.
I think they were both telling the truth.
So now they're both telling the truth.
I said that off the top.
Okay. Is Aaron Rodgers telling the truth? I don't know, probably. He talked about what went wrong in that heavy loss.
Yeah, you know, we were just bad on first and second down, I think, for a lot of the game. And then, you know, we had a couple drives. We converted third downs. But overall, I feel like we didn't have any third and 10 pluses tonight. So that's always a good thing. We look in the stat sheet, but we didn't convert those third and mediums. You know, we had a drop. We had a couple penalties. Had a bad throw. So a lot to correct. But overall, I feel, you know, I feel good about our guys. Thought the protection was really good tonight. We just were a little bit off in the run game. Couldn't get Breece going. Couldn't give him enough space. But a lot to build on.
Did Aaron Rodgers play in the preseason?
Huh.
I don't think so either. Huh. Yeah. I thought they had one drive where they looked really good. It was basically the Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson drive. And that was the touchdown where they went up, I think, 7-3. They looked phenomenal that drive. Everything else was eh. But he looked fine to me. There was definitely some rust and from that whole offense.
I think the thing for me watching it last night is we've grown to expect Aaron Rodgers to be so mobile and the way he kind of moves around in the backfield and kind of rolls out. I mean, for as good as David Bakhtiari was in Green Bay, he was not the kind of guy. He was not Trent Williams. He wasn't going to stonewall people, right? He was going to kind of stick on his block. Aaron Rodgers could roll out. He was always breaking tackles, very Big Ben-like for a while. I didn't see the agility from Aaron Rodgers last night. So I think that's something that will grow over time. I think that's something he'll probably get back to. I know that age is a factor, the injury is a factor, all the other stuff. But I love the fact that he also pointed himself. It's like bad throw, penalties, this, that, and the other. But Aaron Rodgers has been acting like this, you know, through early season games for a long time. The whole RELAX that came out of him, what was that, Ben? 8 years ago?
I think it might have been 10 years, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And I that was the vibe he was giving off to me yesterday, too. Yeah.
Let's roll through some injuries already from week one. Puka Nacua for the Rams, he aggravated his knee injury against the Rams on Sunday night. He will be placed, there we go, on injury reserve. So Coach Sean McVay announced this. He has a PCL sprain and will miss at least 4 games by being placed on IR. So tough break for the Rams.
Yeah, Xavier Worthy has now been slotted into my starting lineup. So hopefully he gets two touchdowns and three touches every week.
Yeah.
I hate it for Puka.
Yeah, I hate Xavier Worthy. Yeah. A lot of points out there.
Yeah, I'm glad Easter I went with Kyle Pitts.
Easter famine on Xavier Worthy.
Right.
I'm glad I went with Kyle Pitts in week one over. I hate it for Puka because he is such a promising player. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. And I don't hate it for the Rams because maybe it'll slow them down while the Falcons are figuring out what they are.
Also on injury reserve, Packers quarterback Jordan Love. So that means it will give him some time to recover from that left knee injury that he sustained in their opener. That was in Brazil, excuse me. In the meantime now, they acquired Malik Willis to be their starting quarterback on Sunday against the Colts.
I can't wait to see what Malik Willis does in this situation. I mean, this was a guy who was a cast-off in Tennessee. He's kind of been pushed aside. He's been pushed around. Still a lot of promising talent, but now it's like, all right, dude, it's time to show out. Like, you were brought into a great situation, and you're at the forefront of it before you probably wanted to be. Go out there and throw this pill around. Let's make sure, you know, this chapter of Malik Willis is a good one.
And also of note, in Buffalo, Josh Allen was cleared. He had that left hand injury, non-throwing hand, in the game on Sunday. But x-rays, he is cleared to play in their Thursday night game, I believe, against the Dolphins this Thursday. Because it's Thursday night football. All right, the Browns are signing Kadarius Toney to their practice squad. So the former Kansas City Chiefs receiver now is headed there. And they did not have a good showing against the Cowboys on Sunday at all. It appears to be kind of a things not going so well there, particularly at the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, another lawsuit pops up for them, and then they're bringing Kadarius Toney to town. That ought to make things better. Not the best locker room guy. Kadarius Toney is one of the bigger disappointments that I've seen. The guy is extremely talented.
He's one of the most athletic guys in the NFL. Still,
he reminds me of like a less physical Percy Harvin, because I don't people forget how physical Percy Harvin could be. But Kadarius Toney can do a lot of those things with his speed and his agility. He just can't put it together and stay on the team because of him.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mike Dubb?
It was the feud of the year, Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. Winner gets to play the New Orleans Super Bowl halftime show. Well, sounds like it's Kendrick Lamar. I got Kendrick Lamar on a Top 5 Tuesday coming up on the other side of the break. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.